Darling, what are you doing here? I mean, I know this is your house, but I thought you were supposed to be gone for another 3 days. What happened? You had to reschedule things. I see. Well, welcome home. No, it's not that I'm not excited to see you. I just thought you'd be gone longer, and it was a bit of a surprise. I don't want you gone, but look, I don't really have time to explain right now. I wasn't expecting you to be back, and I'm not quite ready for you to be back. Maybe it's best if you leave just for a little bit. I don't know, I can pay for a hotel for you or something. Come on, don't look at me like that. You didn't do anything wrong, I promise. You just came home and I missed you. I'm not upset over that at all, I promise. I don't know how I can explain all of this to you. We can sit down and I can try to talk it out, but it's complicated, okay? I'm sorry I can't tell you more, but just give me a hug before you leave. I love you so, so much, okay? I promise this isn't about you, and there's nothing wrong with you coming home, and I really did miss you. Before you go, though, I want to see your neck. I'm sorry if that's a weird request. I'm sorry. Just you can go. I'm gonna leave you alone now, okay? Huh? What do you mean? You know. You know what? What do you mean, you know? You know that I'm a vampire. Who told you? How did you figure that out yourself? But how? I've been trying so hard to keep it a secret from you. Wait. Did I forget to get the blood off of that shirt? Maybe I should have just thrown it away. I guess when you see blood on my shirt, you probably start piecing things together, right? Either I'm a murderer or I'm a vampire. And all of those nights I disappeared all through the night. I guess it's starting to make more and more sense, huh? I'm sorry. I never should have started this relationship. I know how dangerous it is for you to be with me, and it's just irresponsible. You shouldn't be dating a vampire if you're a human. There was just something about you, and it drew me in. And I'm not one to believe in love at first sight, and there's so many cheesy cliches, but I really did feel something. When I looked into your eyes for the first time, I felt like I couldn't look away. The reason I suggested that you should leave when you arrived because it's not going to make much sense to you, but tonight is a blood moon. And it's really, really hard to control myself on nights like this. Normally I'd be calm and collected. I could get all my blood from a friend of mine, and it was all just from the medical field. I never had to bite anyone. I never had to be violent. And I never want to hurt anyone. But tonight my urges are stronger than ever. I'm trying to hold back as hard as I can. I'm trying to just be alone, to not be around any humans and just try to remain calm. And as long as the night passes, then all of my desires will go away. What did you say? Why don't I feed on you? Well, you're my partner. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want you to feel like you have to do that because of me. I mean, I'm disgusted that I even have to drink blood in the first place. If I didn't have to, I never would. You're right. It's not my fault, but it isn't yours either, and you shouldn't be forced to have to do this. I should just go and solve this myself. Why are you looking at me like that? Do you really want me to? You really, really want me to drink your blood? I mean, if it's okay with you, but if it hurts or if you're uncomfortable at all, I don't want to do it. I want you to tell me, and when you tell me, I'll stop. I won't let my instincts control me. I'll stop, and I'll never, ever make you do anything like that ever again. All right? Here. Come lay on my chest, darling. I'll only do it for a bit, okay? Just stay still. Are you okay? How does it feel? I didn't hurt you at all, did I? Warm and tingly, huh? Well, I'm glad. I'm glad we're both able to enjoy ourselves. I'll do just a little more, okay? Okay, that's enough. What do you mean, why'd I stop? You know, I don't want to take too much blood from you. If you lose too much blood, I'm afraid you'll pass out. You'll get all dizzy and lightheaded and... Do you mean it? You really want me to take more? Are you certain? I need you to be certain. All right. But I want you to know that you need to tell me when it's too much. If I have too much blood, I feel like I can't hold back. But if you tap me or push me away, you'll be able to tell me. And I'll understand. You'll snap me out of it, okay? We'll go, but only a little longer, okay? Okay. That's enough, okay? No more. Thank you. Thank you so much, baby. I love you.